On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Tiffany Bell is here talking about how the IRS views someone who didn't report overseas income or maybe has an overseas bank account. If you admit to the federal government, whoops, there's some assets here that I forgot to mention to you, do they really nail you or can you work something out?
You can work something out with the IRS for the most part, and it depends on your facts and circumstances. Mostly what you would want to do if you have a foreign account or foreign assets, you would consider entering the Offshore Voluntary Disclosure Program. And that's a program that the IRS developed to allow taxpayers who were not previously compliant to come into the program and become compliant, amend their tax returns, and pay any penalties and interest and tax that would be due. And then assuming that you would be compliant, therefore.
Do any of these people face criminal charges, or is this just the IRS wants to take all your money?
When you enter the program, it's sort of an amnesty program where the IRS will not recommend criminal prosecution if you come in voluntarily, disclose all of your foreign accounts and assets, and pay your taxes and get up to date.
We live along the border. There are all kinds of family ties and relationships and college and graduate programs and all of this stuff. Does this affect what happens?
A lot of times what we have encounter are people who aren't intending to evade taxes, and they just didn't know they had a filing obligation. Sometimes they are U.S. persons due to their residency. They may have a green card or they're U.S. citizens living abroad, and they don't realize that they have to claim their worldwide income, and they don't realize they have to disclose their foreign bank accounts and foreign assets. And so in those circumstances, those people also come into the program and become compliant and voluntarily disclose, amend their returns. And oftentimes, they wouldn't even owe any tax if they're living in Canada and paying their taxes in their resident country, amending their tax, they may not even owe U.S. tax. And in those circumstances, a lot of times they would decide potentially to opt out of the program after they've gone into it.
What's the advantage of opting out?
Under the program, there is a civil settlement structure, which has the benefit of is it caps your penalty at 27.5% for not reporting your foreign accounts and other information returns.
On top of all of the other taxes you are now bleeding to pay?
Right. You'd have to pay your taxes and any interest due that you would have owed. And then on top of that, you would pay a penalty for failing to report the bank accounts and assets in foreign countries.
They come to you and say, we want to opt out. First of all, do you ask them why?
Typically, actually, we would maybe advise them to opt out. And if they wanted to, it would be for a couple, there's potential couple reasons they would want to opt out. And one is under that program, when they're at the 27.5%, the IRS agents have no discretion to minimize that percentage. If your facts and circumstances put you in the 27.5% penalty regime, that's where you are, and you have to agree to pay that under the program. If you feel that you have a good reason for not knowing you had information return filing requirement, if you had reasonable cause for not complying with U.S. tax obligations, then you would consider opting out. Because when you opt out, you go under the standard examination procedures that the IRS have in place, but the IRS agent would have discretion to either minimize or eliminate totally the penalties for the foreign bank account reporting. Definitely. The decision of whether or not to opt out is a decision that should be considered early on, even before the decision to, you know, at the same time when you're deciding to enter the program. The analysis of whether or not opting out would be appropriate for a certain taxpayer should be considered very early on. There is not one taxpayer you could say definitely stay in the program, this taxpayer should definitely be out of the program necessarily. It's very fact-specific.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Tiffany Bell has been here and talking about the problems of overseas bank accounts or people who live overseas and owe American taxes. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.